just a straight upholstered chair, wicker work. My mother and I went to Jacksonville in 1923 to buy furniture for our home, and for the living room we bought wickerware, which is still in use today here.
Okay, what would you call what you're sitting on?
A couch.
Okay, have you ever heard any other names?
Settee.
Okay.
A settee.
Have you ever heard a Chesterfield?
No, I have heard the name, but we have not used the word Chesterfield in describing any of our furniture.
Possibly a sofa?
A sofa, yes. Sit on the sofa.
Okay, how about the piece of furniture in your bedroom that has drawers in it that you put clothes in?
A dresser.
Okay.
A chiffonier.
Okay. Have you ever heard it called anything other than that?
Yes, but dresser, chiffonier were the two principal pieces, and they were different. The dresser was a low piece of furniture, usually with a mirror. The chiffonier was high, of possibly five drawers.
Right. Have you ever heard it called a bureau?
Bureau, yes, is a common word used.
Okay. The room where you sleep in is called
the bedroom.
Right.
The living room is the parlor of the house.
Right. Okay. The thing that hangs over the window to keep the light out.
Curtains.
Certain other things that might be.
Shades. Roller shades.
Mm-hmm.
Pull down the shades.
Right.
Or let up the shades to let light in.
Okay. Have you ever heard the term blinds?
Yes. Blinds. But in the early days when I was a child, and even today, some houses have blinds which were an outside protection in case of storm or for privacy. These could be closed with your window between the blinds and the inside of the house. In severe storms, people would close these, and many superstitious natives would close these during a lightning, prior to a lightning storm, as the lightning threatened their lives in their feelings. And many times they would burn sacred palms that they had received on Palm Sunday from the Catholic Church in a dishpan in the living room to ward off the evils of the lightning from striking them.
Okay, the room at the top of the house, just under the roof.
The attic.
Right. Any other names?
I've heard the name garret for it.
Right. Possibly, have you ever heard other terms besides garret? Attic.
I can't think.
Loft, possibly? The loft?
No, we didn't use it as loft. In a barn, we call the upper... The attic of the barn was called a loft, but in the house, I have heard the term used, yes, but we haven't used it as loft here.
How about sky parlor?
Sky parlor?
Yeah.
No, I think that's possibly a very modern name, mm-hmm. but I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the room that you would cook in would be the...
The kitchen.
Right. And some maybe older names for the kitchen.
No, you have...
Possibly the cook room?
No, I don't recall...
Stove room?
No, I don't recall people...
Okay.
They called it kitchen.